From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, saying he is no longer able to effectively lead the agency. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said he spoke with Mr. Trump about his decision.
I simply said to him, Mr. President, in all due respect, you're making a very big mistake. And he didn't really answer. And I have said from the get-go that I think a special prosecutor is the way to go. But now, with what's happened, it is the only way to go. Only way to go to restore the American people's faith. Are people going to suspect cover-up? Absolutely. If an independent special prosecutor is appointed, there still can be some faith that we can get to the bottom of this. If not, everyone will suspect cover-up.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said given the recent controversy surrounding the director, he believes a fresh start will serve the FBI and the nation well. Comey arrived here in Washington from California Tuesday night, but he did not make any public statements. Comey's dismissal comes as he was heading the FBI investigation into a possible connection between Trump associates and Russia in the meddling of the 2016 presidential election. Comey played a pivotal role in last year's vote when he announced the agency was investigating more emails from then-Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton just days before the election. Clinton said last week Comey played a role in her election defeat to Donald Trump. President Trump has authorized the Pentagon to equip the Kurdish elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces, a move that places the U.S. at odds with NATO ally Turkey. A chief Pentagon spokesperson said the Kurdish component, which makes up more than half of the SDF fighters, would be armed necessary to ensure clear victory over the Islamic State in Syria. This is VOA News.